The 17th Amendment was passed to ensure the direct election of senators, replacing appointments by state legislatures. It was a great victory, but it did leave the door open for governors to make temporary appointments, as then Governor Blagojevich did in Illinois. It was scandals like the one in Illinois that created the momentum to pass the 17th Amendment in the first place. The push for the 17th Amendment began in the early 19th century and grew over the years as evidence mounted that intimidation and bribery played a role in too many Senate appointments. Senator Robert C. Byrd of West Virginia, a historian as well as a legislator, recounted one of the many examples of this appointment, a process gone awry, in a speech on the Senate floor, later published as part of his four-volume History of the United States Senate. For those of you who are troubled by the appointment process in Illinois, New York, and elsewhere, just listen to this account about efforts to select a senator in Missouri in 1905. Lest the hour of adjournment should come before an election was secured, an attempt was made to stop the clock upon the wall of the assembly chamber. Democrats tried to prevent its being tampered with when certain Republicans brought forward a ladder. It was seized and thrown out of a window. A fistfight followed, in which many were involved. Desks were torn from the floor, and a fusillade of books began. The glass of the clock front was broken, but the pendulum still persisted in swinging until, in the midst of a yelling mob, one member began throwing ink bottles at the clock and finally succeeded in breaking the pendulum. On a motion to adjourn arose the wildest disorder. The presiding officers of both houses mounted the speaker's desk and, by shouting and waving their arms, tried to quiet the mob. Finally, they succeeded in securing some semblance of order. Now, this was hardly what Alexander Hamilton had predicted in 1787 when he said that the state legislatures, these themselves select bodies of men, should choose senators with, quote, peculiar care and judgment. I think it's safe to call the Missouri legislative nomination process peculiar, but not in the way that Hamilton imagined.